Morning, I'm going to talk about the expression variability of salivary gland genes in natural populations of the sandfly Phlebotomus papatasi. So the sandfly Phlebotomus papatasi is the main vector of Leishmania major in North Africa and Middle East. So this parasite is the main responsible for the cases of cutaneous leishmaniasis in those regions, and this disease is mainly characterized by this kind of sores on the skin. So it's known that the sandfly saliva exacerbates Leishmania infection because the saliva compounds stimulate a type of immune response called TH2 that does not protect against Leishmaniasis. But on the other hand, if you pre-expose a host to sandfly bites or to sandfly saliva, this stimulates a kind of immune response called TH1 that kills the parasites. So based on that, it was postulated that sandfly saliva compounds could be used as vaccines, but it turns out that this balance between TH1 and TH2 types of immune response can be modulated by the amount of antigen inoculated in a host. So since a vaccine will be used by people living in endemic areas where they are exposed to sandfly bites, so it's important to know if different sandfly populations express different amounts of sandfly saliva. So in this work, we assess the Phlebotomus papatasi salivary gland gene expression comparing specimens collected in different geographical habitats and also specimens collected at different time points along the sandfly active season during the year. And also our results can impact the choice of antigen that will be used as a vaccine, and also how much of this antigen needs to be delivered to a host so as to confer protection against Leishmaniasis. So we collected flies in Aswan, south of Egypt, in North Sinai, northeast of Egypt, and also in Suema, Jordan. North Sinai and Suema are dry habitats, so these habitats get really dry late in the sandfly active season in a year, if compared with the beginning of the sandfly active season. Whereas Aswan, that's an irrigated area, this habitat is less susceptible to the drought effects late in the season. So, in addition, in each of these collection sites, we also collected sandflies at three time points in the sandfly active season: early in the season, in the middle of the season, and late in the season. Late this season in North Sinai, we were unable to collect flies because of security reasons. So we analyzed the expression of 10 Phlebotomus papatasi salivary gland genes in 20 specimens collected in each one of those time points by real-time quantitative PCR. So the genes analyzed are listed here. The function of most of them is not known, with the exception of the SP36. This gene encodes an aparase, a protein that inhibits platelet aggregation. And these genes are the most expressed in the salivary glands of the sandfly Phlebotomus papatasi. As an internal control for the real-time PCR assays, we use the beta-tubulin gene. So now I'm going to show the results. I'm going to show the graphs displaying the expression profile for the SP42, but since this profile is similar to the pattern that we found for most of the genes, so I'm going to show the results for SP42, but I'm going to talk about the results for all of the genes. So here we have an intra-population analysis. So here we have sandflies collected in Aswan and comparing sandflies collected early in the season, in the middle of the season, and late in the season. So for most of the comparison here in regards to all of the genes, the results are not statistically significant, but these results contrast with what we found in Suema, that's a dry habitat. So when sandflies collected late in the season, the driest period of the season, all of the 10 genes presented high expression late in the season when compared with sandflies collected in the beginning of the season. early in the season. And 7 out of 10 genes presented high expression late in the season when compared to the middle of the season. So first, the results indicate that there is variability, intrapopulational variability in dry habitats of these sandfly salivary gland genes. And also, these results suggest that environmental factors play a major role in controlling or modulating the expression of these genes. In North Sinai, the two collection, two time points in which we collection collected flies, the results were not statistically significant for most of the genes. So now we have an interpopulation analysis. Here we compare the expression of sandflies collected in different populations but at the same time point in the sandfly active season. So different for the results for SP42 for most of the genes, the comparisons were not statistically significant. We observed the same in the middle of the season. So these results show that the geographic origin of the population do not correlate with the pattern of expression that we observed, actually did not influence the expression of these genes. And here, late in the season, actually we compared also different populations collected at the same time point, but here we collected, these sandflies were collected at the driest period of the sandfly active season. And Aswan is an area less susceptible to drought effects, as I said in the beginning of the presentation. So here, for 8 out of the 10 genes, the sandflies collected in Suema presented high expression than sandflies collected in Aswan. So this further supports our conclusion that environmental factors are controlling the expression of these genes. So our conclusions are that there is seasonal variation in Phlebotomus palpatus salivary gland gene expression in dry habitats, and we didn't see that in irrigated areas. This data correlates with the number of cases of cutaneous leishmaniasis in Suema, a dry habitat, so this the number of cases also greater late in the season. Taken together, these results indicate that genotype by environment interactions can be an important factor in modulating this disease in the field, and also we don't know the importance or how this variation can play a role in host immunity and also in vaccine development. So I need to say thanks to my advisors, Dr. Marcelo Romano Ortigão at KSU, Kansas State University, and Dr. Marion McDowell at Notre Dame, and my colleagues at Notre Dame, and our collaborators at Jordan, Egypt, and North Sinai. Thanks. Age, so in okay, if there is a variation in regards to age in the gene expression for these sandflies, yes, there is. So we analyzed it, we did some comparisons using colonized flies, and we found that in regards to age, the youngest flies presented high expression than the oldest flies.
How do you control for that in your field collected material?
In the field collection, we didn't that actually, and so we got a random sample and just analyzed that. But what we did, the literature says that late in the season, there are more grave females in some populations than non-grave females. But we did that control in the lab, and we showed that like sugar-fed presented high expression than grave females. So we can control that and say that that's not the fact that the females, there are more female grave at late in the season that you that can explain that high expression late in the season. You know, because in the beginning of the season there are more sugar fed and non grass, the expression would be higher. Oh, the SP36, an APAR is a protein that inhibits platelet aggregation. Oh, the question was, sorry, was about the function of the SP36 gene.
Did you say something about the genetic differentiation that you might need to between these three populations that
we're looking at? So there are just a few papers, and the question was about the genetic differentiation between the populations. So these papers indicate that, you know, there is no genetic structuring between these populations. If I answer your question.
Yeah.